Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. There is so much happening at the local. We've got Julie Docker Johnson joining us in studio on a sunny day. Julie, it's always wonderful to see you.
So nice to see you, Jamie.
Well, we have got so much going on at the local. First off, how has been, I think it's been described as a multicultural march. How's that been going?
It has been amazing. So for the entire month, every meal that we do has been featured from another country. And then we've had our community members that are newcomers here, and Stratford's now their home. They have helped create the menus. And so it has been like a taste sensation.
Oh, very good. Are there any more sessions? I know we're almost done with March here.
Yep. No, on Friday is Brazil. And on Monday is Mongolia.
Okay, so we still got some time to enjoy that for sure. And yes. speaking of it, get-togethers, do I understand the local is involved with the rural urban dinner for tonight?
Indeed we are. Okay. I will be there tonight serving, I believe, fabulous smoked pork chops from Perth Pork.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So that's with the Rotary Club of Stratford, always a big event, the Rural Urban Dinner. And speaking of which, apparently we have a federal election coming up.
Yes,
we're going
indeed
to the polls.
We do.
And the local is providing, again, these community connections. And there's a number of sessions coming up. And these are very, very interesting, very unique, and very informative. Can you describe these get-togethers?
Yeah. So we did it for the provincial election. And so it's three nights, the 9th of April, the 16th of April, and the 23rd of April. So on the first night, the community comes together and we talk about the responsibilities of the federal government. And then we talk about the issues or topics that are most important to us in this community. And then we try to whittle it down to three or four. And then on the next week, so the April 16th, the candidates will come and it's a round table discussion based on the topics that were deemed to be the ones that were most important that people wanted to talk about with the candidates. The most important part of this entire session is that it's a conversation. It is not a debate. It is not an all candidates meeting. It is people in a space where they can agree, they can disagree, they can have a conversation, they can ask questions. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, as you mentioned, it's kind of table discussions, if you will.
It truly, but it literally is. Yeah. I mean, what we do at the local is we do meals around a table with community. And so that works in our space. People feel safe. They feel comfortable talking about things that are important to them. And so that's why we've kind of done it in this way, so that, like, our candidates are part of our community. So, you know what? They need to hear what's important to the people that they're going to represent. And this is the opportunity to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on April 23rd, the third night, we all come back together. So the candidates are only there on the 16th. On the 23rd, we come back together and we go through what was talked about on the 16th, how people felt, how if they got their questions answered, and if not, then we help advocate for them to ask the questions to the candidates to get the answers. But it also creates relationships with those candidates for the general public,
mm-hmm.
so that they know that they can send an email or they can call or whatever, because they've met face to face and had a conversation.
Yeah. So the upcoming sessions are April 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Do you pre-register for this, or how does it work?
Yes, it would be wonderful. So you can email me at the local or call. There's also an online form that's going to get posted that people can sign up that way. So it's great just so that we know numbers for setup and things. If you don't register, you are still more than welcome to come. But again, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
It is not a debate.
And a great initiative. Congratulations on this with the local community food center. Great initiative.
We worked with it with the United Way. And so between the two of us, we all had lots of ideas and we collaborated and put them together and it actually really worked well.
All right. So that's happening. But hey, off the big event that's coming up is Bluegrass Brunch in April.
Yes, indeed. So this will be our spring edition of the Bluegrass Brunch, Sunday, April 13th, from 10 till 1. The Blurry Pickers are the Bluegrass Band, and they were there in October, and they are fabulous. And then we have a wonderful brunch And there's crafts in the greenhouse for kids. The market will be open that day for people to go shopping. So it's going to be a fabulous day.
Oh, absolutely. What do you think it is about the success of the Bluegrass Brunch? Is it the music, the food, the whole thing? What do you think the success behind this has been?
You know what? I think it's the whole thing. I think it's been done from the very beginning. So it was something that people associated with the local. Even if they didn't know what the local was, they knew what the Bluegrass Brunch was. Mm. And so it's people coming together. And I mean, music always makes it fab. But it's just fun and it's all different people. And so when we have brought it back due to popular demand, really, we didn't reinvent anything. We just got people who had done it before. They are part of our Bluegrass Brunch team. And they're the ones that told us, because none of us were there before, they told us what happened. Mm. And so that's what we did.
And Julie, at the Bluegrass Brunch, I understand there's going to be some very special servers on hand, we should say.
Indeed, they are the leads of it. So when this all started for us to bring the Bluegrass Brunch back, some friends said they would help me, and these friends actually happen to be incredible servers and restaurant owners in the city of Stratford, so it seemed like a great idea. So Susan Dunfield and Claire and Joni Chapel, they were kind of the leads on this, and then they brought together some friends. So we have Megan from Starlight, Yuli from Relic, Francis from Bluebird. So those are our servers, and it's like this dream team to watch the magic of amazing servers and amazing people in hospitality come together in our space to make the Bluegrass Brunch.
Oh, what a special event.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. It's back once again. Bluegrass Brunch. It's Sunday, April 13th, and there's no pre-registration for that
one.
Nope,
there's no pre-registration, no tickets, and it's by donation. Everybody is welcome. If you can make a donation, we appreciate it. If you can't, you are equally as welcome, and we want you to be there.
Be there. And there's so much going on. Anything else that we haven't discussed or anything else off the top? There's so much happening. Again, it's 612 Erie Street, local community food center, but there's always more programs going to be coming up.
Loads of programs, but always remember, Monday there's dinner from 4:30 till 6, and the market is from 4 until 6, and lunch on Friday 11 till 1, and the market 11 till 1, and both things are for everybody, and now especially with, being very, very conscious of shopping local, and supporting local, and buying Canadian things. The market at the local has been doing this for a very long time, so...
Yep.
We are pretty good at it, and we want you to come, and remembering that it's accessible to everyone. So we purchase everything wholesale, and we sell it wholesale, and it's for everybody.
There you go. We're here for you. The local community food center, 612 Erie Street, Julie Docker Johnson. Julie, thanks so much, and continued success with all this great programming.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate it.